Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast for the weekend. Partly sunny today, lower 80s. Tomorrow, clouds, some late showers, mid-70s. On Sunday, we'll have some sun, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mid-70s. We'll get the full details on Pat's Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you. Bond has been reduced for the Torrington man who's facing a burglary charge out of Norfolk County State's attorney said yesterday that Dillon Fellows' bond will be at $500,000 on allegations of home invasion and first-degree burglary at a Norfolk home, but the judge dropped the home invasion charge and reduced the bond to $300,000. He remains behind bars, unable to post bond. Fellows, 33, of Hillsdale, New York, took a hammer and crowbar from the garage at Michael and Donna Adams' house along 272 on Wednesday morning, forcing his way through a window. He fled after being confronted by Michael Adams, who had also confronted two violent men alone in a home invasion back in 2010. His case has been continued to July 1st. First-degree burglary is a felony, which carries a possible 20 years in prison. Norfolk's Patel Fountain has been rededicated after restorations for 133 years. The Patel Foundation has offered refreshment for thirsty horses, humans, and canines. On Sunday, a lot of work will come to conclusion when the townspeople gather on the green at 2 p.m. to rededicate the fountain. The celebration will feature an old-fashioned band concert, complimentary ice cream, and a chance for a close-up look at the fountain's craftsmanship and its multiple functions as a horse, dog, and human all quench their thirst there. The event is sponsored by the Norfolk Community Association and National Iron Bank. New York has ended COVID testing mandate for unvaccinated state workers, but teachers have to wait. New York quietly lifted their COVID-19 mandate for unvaccinated state workers on Tuesday, ending one of the few remaining pandemic restrictions intended to limit the coronavirus spread. A similar measure requiring weekly COVID-19 testing of unvaccinated teachers and school employees will end on June 30th, according to state officials. Meanwhile, many healthcare facilities, including hospitals and nursing homes, are still prohibited from employees being unvaccinated workers. That mandate has been in place since it led to a roughly 3% reduction in the health workforce last fall. A deal would make permanent mail-in early voting and registration reforms adopted during the pandemic in Massachusetts actual law for good. Voters in Massachusetts would get 10 or more days to register before an election, but would not be able to join their peers in other states who were able to register and then cast a ballot on election day itself under a compromise legislation that was filed. The legislation permanently codifies popular mail-in and expanded early voting options made available during the pandemic. 90 days before the state's September 6th primary, a team of House and Senate negotiators struck a deal on elections reform packages that allow voters to cast their ballots by mail for presidential, state, and municipal elections and establishes 2 weeks of in-person early voting before biennial election state elections with 1 week of early voting ahead of presidential or state primaries. There's a rabies vaccination clinic and dog license day coming up tomorrow from 10 till 12 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. Also coming up tomorrow, March for Our Lives to End Gun Violence. It'll be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Salisbury Town Green. And also coming up tomorrow in Copaic, it's the Copaic Grange turning into the Cupcake Grange. They're having a cupcake contest, 500 cupcakes from 11 until 2 to raise funds for the 501c3 Copaic Grange. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you can find a tapas menu, also dinner specials every night. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts the day off at 32,272.79. The NASDAQ at 11,754.23. And the S&P 500 at 4,017.82. We'll take a look at Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.